Just for a bunch of savages at the end of the day.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome to another edition of The Short Porch presented by Barstool Sports and our friends at Miller Lite. Obviously, not that long ago, going out with your friends was a little too complicated. You know, you used to worry about where you'd go, what you'd look like, and who you'd invite. But now getting together for a beer with your closest friends isn't so complicated. These days, it actually feels more like it should. Just be yourself with your friends. Maybe that's the way it always should be. As the original light beer, Miller Lite has always believed in this, and that's what Miller Time is all about. Just, you know, this weekend didn't go great for the Yankees. This week didn't go great for the Yankees, but I had a few cold ones that looked great tasting, less filling Miller Lights, and helped ease the pain of the Yankees. Just a horrible offense. But obviously, our friends at Miller Lite always providing Miller Time. And we're going to be having Miller Time throughout the postseason in October. Obviously, great taste, only 96 calories and 3.2 carbs. However, you and your friends are enjoying Miller Time, you can have the original light beer delivered by going to MillerLite.com/porch and find the delivery options near you. As always, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces. Regular season is over. Feels like a kind of a waste of a regular season after the hot start the Yankees had, but it's all over. Push it aside. It's time for the postseason. I'm slowly, like every minute, I'm just getting more fired up and fired up. It's the Indians. The Yankees are the 5 seed. Here we go.
Well, our report just, there could, something crazy could happen. We're reporting where the Cubs and White Sox are in the top of the ninth, the White Sox down 4. Yes, probably the Indians. I mean, hey, that, you never know.
We're playing the Indians. Playing the Indians. A lot of people, because this, you know, we were looking at the chart before. It could have went a billion different ways today. You know, there was, I think, 42 different scenarios just alone in the AL. But it is the Indians, and people are looking at that as maybe the nightmare matchup because of their starting rotation and how hot their offense is. And they are the team that they're the hottest team. You know, the Dodgers are just hot all year. They don't count. But they're the hottest team going to the playoffs. Now, that necessarily doesn't mean anything. There's an off day Monday. That could just throw you all off. You know, the regular season, and they were wrapping this up on the YES broadcast talking about this, how it means fucking dick what you did in the regular season. Like, the postseason is just a whole different animal. Jose Ramirez is, like, hitting a billion over the last, like, 2 weeks. But his postseason numbers, he's a 195 hitter in October. That could all just go away. It's a different animal, different mentality. Gerrit Cole, Shane Bieber, Tuesday. Don't know what time yet. I'd assume it's the night game. I can't imagine that being anything but the night game. But yeah, here we are. How are we feeling, guys?
Not great. I mean,
of course not. Of course you're not feeling great.
Oh, so here we go again. I mean, yeah, sorry I don't feel great. The Yankees lost 5 of 7 games this week. I'm sorry that I feel a little down that they finished the season on a streak where they won 7. Say they were 16-6, so they finished 17-21 down the stretch. Like, I think it's reasonable to not feel great. And they're playing the team, honestly, if you could rank all the teams in AL, they would have been the last team I wanted to face.
That's what I was going to say. That's literally the last team I wanted to face. I wanted the White Sox bad. I obviously wanted the Twins because – but, you know, fuck the Pirates, man. What are you, up 6-2 today? You can't put them away?
I mean, the Yankees shouldn't have got themselves in a position where they needed the fucking Pittsburgh Pirates to win a baseball game.
No, I mean, they shouldn't. It's just not a good feeling when you're playing the Marlins and, like, the Blue Jays and you're, like, just not playing your best baseball. It's like a it went back to almost that time where they were being miserable. And it was just like every time you're watching, it's like, what the fuck are we doing here? And we have this lineup that can't hit.
Call me crazy here, but I'm okay playing the Indians. I have faith in this
you
lineup.
You were the one weeks ago saying they were the last team you wanted to face.
Why should my opinion doesn't have to stay the same for 3 weeks?
I know, but I just – I don't know what would have changed your opinion.
Something about that White Sox lineup that I want nothing to – that I don't want Tanaka or J-Hap, any of those guys, anywhere near. Now, obviously, like, I trust Cole against anybody, but they had crazy good numbers against Tanaka. And I don't know. I just saw J-Hap getting lit up by that team. So we'll see what happens with the White Sox. Now, they're going to play – what are the White Sox finish? What are they? Not that this really matters. Are they the
– up as, I think
– the seven.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, interesting. The Indians. Shane Bieber, obviously, is the name. Obviously, he's running away with the Cy Young. I had somebody tweet at me right after the game ended, like, hey, thank God they're not playing the Rays, though. I'm like, why? And he goes, you know, we don't want Blake Snell pitching. The Yankees, like, notoriously hit Blake Snell very hard. And Shane Bieber is a lot better than Blake Snell. So I don't know where that logic is going there. But Shane Bieber's
been – I'd rather play the Rays for sure.
I'd rather play the Rays – what, go
the history this year, like, I feel like
sure
would have been super fired. I'm not obviously gonna be fired up either way, but like the way things went down this year, they're familiar with the Rays. I mean, it's a moot point now, but I was sort of getting up to playing the A's.
I want to play the Rays in a neutral site. I don't want to go to the Trop. The Trop is like where dreams go to die. I don't need the fucking that or Oakland, you know. I don't need playing either Oakland or Tampa after the first round is such a like advantage Yankees in my mind. But the Indians, obviously Shane Bieber. Plesac is no slouch either. I think he finished with a below 2 ERA if I'm looking at the right numbers here. Plesac, oh no, sorry, a little above, 2.28. So he's fucking fantastic. Carlos Carrasco, 2.91. So that's 1, 2, and 3. And then they have Tristan McKenzie too, who's fantastic at himself, 3.24. Four guys just with a 3.24 below ERA, very, very good. Now, I will say you can attack their bullpen. The White Sox have a good bullpen. Obviously, the Rays do. I think the Indians' bullpen is beatable. Now, it's just you got to get the starting pitchers out. But Shane Bieber in a 1.63 ERA, 14 Ks per 9, 21 walks in 77 innings, 8-1. Just fucking ridiculous.
Not the numbers you want to hear.
3.3 WAR as a pitcher in just 60 in just 12 starts is sickening. And like I said, Plesac is right there too. So those 1-2 guys are great. And yeah, listen, this is why you get Gerrit Cole. This is why you get to face to go up. They haven't had a guy. The Yankees haven't had that guy to counter like a Justin Verlander. You know, like in years past, Justin Verlander or Gerrit Cole himself, or you know, whoever the Indians used to have as their ace when the Yankees – oh, Trevor Bauer at the time or whatever. Kluber. But they haven't had – what?
Kluber was the guy.
Kluber, yeah. They haven't had that guy. Like Severino, you wanted him to be the guy, but he's just not – ever since Frankie touched them, that guy's life's over. So,
every time the Yankees would play someone like that, we'd be like, we'll let this – we're probably going to lose this
right.
one.
It's always like an immediate forfeit game one.
Yeah,
like,
every time.
Right. And now here we go. It's Gerrit Cole. This is why you fucking get Gerrit Cole. And he's finished the year fantastic. He seems to have found everything. He's got everything going. Higashioka will be his catcher. If he's not, I'm going to light myself a fire. There's just no way that's not going to happen. So Higgy will be the game one catcher. And listen, what do you think the line's going to be? What do you think the money line's going to be?
I bet the Yankees are the favorites.
Like, I think it's 110. I think it's going to be 110.
120 Yankees.
Yeah, I think the highest it would go is like 130, like just some bullshit.
Okay, could see that. Now it's in Cleveland. Are they doing fans? No, there's no fans, right?
No fans in all of baseball.
Remember when White Sox – did White Sox Dave text us like a few days ago? He was like, I heard there's going to be fans. I'm like, no, there's not.
At the White Sox, like, I'll get some tickets from a playoffs. Like, dude, I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think we're going to go to White Sox games, man. That's just not in the cards.
I have a thought that I know the answer is going to be no, but is there any sort of logic to going Tanaka then Cole? Like – being like Shane Bieber game one, it's going to be really fucking tough to hit him. But we could maybe counter with playoff Tanaka. You never know. Like, You never know what to, you know. You could get great Tanaka, and then you save Garrett, because not that you waste Garrett Cole, but if you're almost going to assume the Yankees just aren't going to hit Bieber, like you save Cole for game two, where if you're down 1-0, you feel great about it, and if you're up 1-0, you get to step on their throats.
I know the answer would be no.
The answer is no, but it
I understand though. I understand what you're saying. It's like you feel like it's a waste because you're going up against such a good pitcher, but it's like, especially with games like three game series, like you lose the first one, you're pretty much fucked.
I think I think based off your logic, it would be more sense for the Indians to save Bieber for game two and throw Plesac at game one.
Yeah.
Because they actually have all the pitchers that were very good.
Right. And then
I'm just feeling like if the Yankees lose game one and we're staring at Plesac game two without Cole on the mound, I'm going to be like, fuck.
But you also have one of the best postseason pitchers of all time. I believe he has the lowest ERA, minimum like 5 or 6 starts in the postseason ever.
Like him and like Sandy Koufax or something.
Yeah, and Garrett Cole's fifth on that list, by the way.
Yeah.
I went to bed the other night and I actually like couldn't stop thinking about Tanaka's tweet. I just don't get his tweet of him saying
people think he might go back to Japan.
I think that's why I'm a little scared for the playoffs. I think he thinks it's all done. It's like, maybe I'll get a start. It's like, dude, you're one of the best playoff pitchers. What are you doing?
You're talking he thinks Devi and Hap have it over him.
It's like, oh, I lost my last start. I don't think they're going to start me again.
The
tweet's been haunting me.
I didn't like it. It just made me really sad.
Now, talking about playoff Tanaka, he has faced Cleveland before in the playoffs. It was 2017. He went 7 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 7 strikeouts. It was the infamous Greg Bird game with the homer off Andrew Miller. But he was nails in that game. Ideally, you want that to happen in game two. Now, we're going to take it one game at a time, and you will hear, as we did last year in the postseason, we will have something for you every morning. But every morning following a game, you will hear from us. I believe that's how we did it last year, right?
Yep.
So we'll talk Tanaka and all that, you know, after game one, but obviously we're focused on game one here.
And
now
we'll probably have live streams during the games again too.
Yeah, nothing confirmed, but I'd imagine you will be able to see us in some capacity watching these games together and sweating it out and freaking out and all that. Kay brought up this as he was closing out. It is crazy just how streaky this team was. They're one of the two. They're either the best team in baseball, best team, or the worst team. Like, it's just – it's no middle ground. Like, you saw it today. Get fucking shut out. You saw it on Saturday. They score 11 runs. They look fantastic again. Friday, it's the exact opposite. It's like – so they start the year, obviously, on a tear. Then they hit the 5 and 15 stretch. Then they win 10 in a row. And then they end the season this week like this. It's just – there's no middle ground with this team. You don't know who's going to show up on Tuesday. Hopefully, it's the fucking goddamn Bronx Bombers.
That's so true.
Here you go.
What? There wasn't one game where it was like, you know what, the Yankees played well, but they just got outplayed today. Like, it's fine. Like, there was just never one game where, like, okay, I could deal with that loss. It was like, they were trash or they was fucking amazing. That's so
true. It is almost weirdly good to be a streaky team for the playoffs because if they get hot – like, I really think if they beat the Indians, they're going to go on a run. I think it's like a 50-50 chance they win the World Series or they lose in two games to the Indians. Like, those are pretty much – like,
obviously, it's a 50-50 chance. Yes, it is.
What are you saying?
How could you possibly say that's a 50-50 chance?
It's technically a 50-50 chance. It's just like they're going to lose or win.
You're so – that's not how probability works. I'm saying there's like two possible outcomes. The Yankees win the World Series or they get swept in two games by the Indians. That's what I'm saying.
But So you're saying that, like, if they beat the – there's no chance – like, you think there's no chance
they
lose?
Okay, it's 40-40-20, okay? It's 40% chance – no, it's 45% chance they win the World Series. 45%.
I got you doing numbers in your head.
Bush has you scrambling for numbers. What a fucking turn
of all other options. That's what I'm like Nate Silva right now with the election. I'm putting out all the options.
Christ. Two numbers very important this year. In a positive stance, because it was basically Paul O'Neill was doing report cards at the beginning of the game, and he gave 3 A's out. And it was obviously DJ LeMahieu, Luke Voit, and Gio Urshela. just the three rocks of this team. Offensively, obviously, Gerrit Cole pretty good himself too. But offensively, those three guys were just absolutely rocks day in and day out. You can count on those guys. Good at bats, good in the field for the most part. Sans a few Luke Voit plays, but they were great. DJ LeMahieu has won the batting title, and he did it pretty easily this week. He kind of ran away with it. Last year, kind of the opposite, where he had two offers in the weekend, and Tim Anderson stole it from him. This year, he just pedaled to the metal, was not going to lose it. I believe he ended with, what was it, 360?
364.
He had two more hits today, four hits yesterday. I think coming into today, he had to go 0 for 6, and Tim Anderson had to go 7 for 7. So that's the kind of cushion he had, and he still collected two more hits. 364, the only player in baseball history to win the undisputed batting title in the American League and National League. It's a fucking crazy, like, it's obviously rare air because no one has ever done it. But, I mean, like, good for fucking DJ LeMahieu. That guy, if they do not pay him, and I started to have this thought today. Like, could this game have been the last time you see DJ LeMahieu in Yankee Stadium as a Yankee? Like, how fucking crazy is it that you have to even think about that?
I don't want to think that.
I don't want to think that.
The Yankees have to pay. I mean, I think all across baseball, there's going to be a sentiment of, like, you know, the owners and teams are like, we didn't really make any money last year. There weren't a lot of fans. There weren't a lot of games. We're not going to be able to give out as big a contract as usual, which I feel like is going to make free agency very interesting, unless that the goddamn Mets, Steve Cohen's like, well, I didn't lose any money last year. That's a real concern. But the Yankees, they can't let DJ LeMahieu go. They cannot let him go to the Mets. I don't care how much it takes. Sign DJ LeMahieu. 5 years, $125 million, if that's what it takes.
Can't let it happen. Can't.
If the Reds beat the Twins, does that mean they're in, or do the Twins will move anywhere?
I don't believe so.
What? The Reds in the playoffs. Oh, shit. It's 10-8 in the Cubs-White Sox game.
Yeah, but does that matter?
Yes. If the White Sox win...
But everyone keeps saying that it's official already.
Whatever chart you guys sent me, you sent me for a loop.
Yeah, I closed that immediately.
Nuts.
So many little boxes.
Too many.
A lot of numbers. For sure, a lot of numbers.
Okay, I guess it's not official then. Huh. Nobody out in the White Sox, so.
Why did everyone say it's official?
Everyone said it was official, though, right?
They were just like, it's 10-4. Well, let's see. So Miami won, Baltimore won. It doesn't really matter who wins, or Cincinnati or Minnesota, because if Chicago, Cleveland, yeah, then it's Yankees, Minnesota. And even if Minnesota wins, no, shit.
All confusing. Tough for the Giants today. They needed the Brewers to lose, and the Brewers did lose, and the Giants just had to win to get in, and they couldn't win. They lost 5-4.
I have not paid attention to Giants baseball for a half a second this year. Did not know they were somehow almost in the playoffs.
If you watched them on opening day against the Dodgers, you would have thought that was the worst team ever assembled in baseball history. And then all of a sudden, like, Yastrzemski went nuts. They all just started hitting, and they pitched well. I couldn't name one pitcher on that team, or at least two. I could not name two. All right, so I guess we do have to keep tabs on this. One out. Yeah,
we'll do a White Sox preview instead.
Yeah.
Edwin Encarnacion just flew out. I didn't even realize he was on the White Sox. He's batting 150.
Yeah,
he's had a couple home runs, I think.
He's been really bad for them.
Two outs.
Okay, so false alarm for the most part. Where were we? Oh, we're talking DJ. I want to bring up this stat. Katie Sharp had it. It's just the Yankees who have won the batting title, and just to be a part of this list. Well, first of all, Luke Voit also won the home run title, which is fucking awesome. And he relatively cruised that. He was at 22. But DJ and Voit are the first teammates to lead MLB in batting average and home runs since Hank Aaron and Eddie Matthews in 1959 with the Braves. That's awesome. Let's see here. Oh, Yankees batting title. To lead all of baseball and batting. Not just the American League. Lou Gehrig, DiMaggio, Mantle, DJ LeMahieu. That's awesome.
That's crazy. That's in the same sentence.
To be part of anything with those three guys is fucking awesome. Good shit, DJ. Just well deserved. I would give him – I'd start with – he's 32. Five for 100, I'd start, realistically.
Yeah.
I think he's well worth that number.
Coming into, they should have extended him before the year.
I agree. We pushed for that.
You're probably looking at like 475, 480, something like that. But he just, I mean, I have no problem giving him the fifth year because, you know, he's the type of hitter, like we've talked about. He's like a Jeter where, like, he could hit into his late 30s. He's just, you know, he's not a big pal. He's just a hitter, and he's going to be a hitter, you know, as long as he's in the league. So I give him 6 years if that's what it takes.
You know that extra year is always – it's always the issue. Always.
Right, and I feel like coming into the year, like it was going to be, do they give him that fifth year? And now it's going to be, do they give him that sixth year?
Right. So we'll see. I fucking hope so. Let's interrupt real quick. Talk to you guys about Hooters. Hooters is back for 2020 as presenting sponsors of the Sportsbook House in Philly, which you may see us at. And we obviously could not be more excited. We love Hooters. They are our only choice for wings and the perfect partner for all the sports this fall. I actually got some Hooters delivered to my apartment today for football and baseball. Just felt like a day to sit back on the couch, enjoy some wings, and just relax.
Sunday food.
Yeah, really. Just the perfect Sunday food. But, yeah, Hooters has new curbside pickup and delivery options in most locations nationwide. It's called Hooters on the Fly. You can order online or in the Hooters app. And with curbside, you can safely stay in your car and they'll bring the food out to you. For anyone not wanting to leave their house, Hooters is now doing free delivery just in time for football season. Just order online or in the Hooters app and you get all your favorite wings and sides without leaving your house. Bring on the football season and the MLB postseason. So just order online or in the Hooters app, get all your favorite wings and use code STOOL, STOOL, for $10 off any order of $30. And I feel like if you're ordering on Sunday, Hooters or whatever, you're ordering with a few of your buds, it's going to be over $30, so you might as well use Stool, $10 off any order over $30. So DJ and Voit, awesome that they hung on to those things. Well-deserved. Just for Luke Voit, just crazy just to think about. That guy was a lost man in St. Louis, and then the Yankees trade Chasen Schreve for him. Obviously, Giovanni Gallegos too, but Chasen Schreve is the name we'll all laugh at. And this motherfucker just led all baseball in home runs. That's crazy.
Crazy. He's been so – I mean, I feel like he's been so good. I mean, last year had the oblique injury, but he was so good up until then. And I feel
he
like –
he was probably the starting first baseman in the All-Star game until that injury.
Yeah. I feel like coming into this year, there were even, like, some fans still had some questions. Like,
absolutely.
Is Andujar a better fit at first base long-term? Mm-hmm. Mike Ford, like, they were thinking, like, it was going to be more of a platoon. And he shut everyone up. He is the future first base. And as – I mean, the on-field is more impressive. But he stepped up so much as, like, a vocal leader in the clubhouse too. I want Luke Voit to be a Yankee for life.
Yeah. He had this quote after the game, their win on Saturday, which is just, I mean, it sucks. They didn't follow it up. They follow up with this shit. But pitch by pitch, inning by inning, do your damn job. Just like a short, simple, but just fuck it. If you want to live by that little slogan, I'm sure patrons are like, oh, we do your job. It's like, all right. Boston people think they've created every slogan in the world. Awesome quote. Hopefully they just keep playing like that and play like they did on Saturday and not on Sunday. Just forget what you did on Sunday. We're talking about our boy, Clark Schmidt, first MLB start on Sunday, like I told you guys on Thursday he would be. Didn't go great. Really just one bad inning for the most part. He went four innings in this one. The overall numbers, where is this thing here? Four innings, four hits, three runs, two walks, four strikeouts, 71 pitches. Really just the one bad second inning that he gave the three runs in. Could have obviously went better, but just good to see him out there. I wish he just fucking pitched the whole year and this wouldn't have been a gimmicky start for him, but hopefully he has a good camp next spring and he's ready to rock. He won't be on the MLB postseason roster. I would be stunned beyond belief. There's no chance. But good to see our guy out there in pinstripes making a start.
Is Derek Jeter the best? Is Derek Jeter the best owner in the world?
Yeah, he did was so cool.
I can't believe they're in the playoffs.
Well, not just that. Did you hear what he did to with his employees over the weekend? He called, he went, Heyman, I think it was Heyman, said that into the night, I want to say it was Friday, he called every single person who works for the Marlins to thank them for what they've done during this, like, COVID season. Every single one, personally. That's Derek Jeter. That's – people are like, oh, Derek Jeter's a bad owner. He treats his people shit. What are you talking about? First of all, the Marlins, like Mush said, are just in the playoffs. They're the sixth seed. And what, they play the Braves, it looks like. Braves stink, by the way. I think the Braves will get bounced immediately. They have no pitching. I know you can hit, but if you can't pitch in the postseason, I don't trust you for a damn anything. Looks like they are – let's see.
They lost today, the Braves.
Yeah, it just goes off winning percentage. So, oh, I guess the Cubs are the three. No, wait, the Marlins are – I don't know. Oh, the Marlins are the five?
Yeah, the Braves are the two.
No, they're not. Yes, they are. It's all winning percentage. I keep forgetting it's winning percentage and not like a full 60
Braves
games.
Braves are the two no matter what. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, but whatever. The Marlins are in there. Good shit for them. They're fun. They're a fun, exciting team. I don't know if they exactly have the pitching to get anywhere, aside from like Sixto Sanchez, who's awesome. But, I mean, they showed this weekend they can hit the baseball. They got that Harrison guy. I think it was his name Harrison. He went from like – he scored from first on a single.
Yeah.
I mean
– what's going on here?
Every year the Marlins have made the playoffs, they've won the World Series.
Fuck, you're right. True. They've never lost a playoff series.
Yeah. So – Put all your money responsibly on the Marlins on the Barstool Sportsbook.
That's one of the best stats ever. Like, Coley would bring that up randomly, like, for his crazy stats. Like, the Marlins have just never lost a playoff series. That's nuts.
The White Sox are like, it's man on third, no outs. Two outs.
Two outs.
Oh, okay. Man on third. It was up there.
Who's Mazzara? I've seen Mazzara hit a home run before.
He has one this year, so that might have been the one.
Wow. In Texas, he would hit home runs, though. I think he had like 31.
The Reds are going to beat the Twins, it seems like. 5-2, top 10 bases.
I don't believe that result means anything.
Yeah, I was going to say, that doesn't mean anything.
I do not believe that means anything. With Mazzara, where is his stats? I'm almost positive Mazzara used to hit home runs for team. Mazzara hit 20, 20, 20, and 19 the years before this one. So just a bad year for Mazzara.
If the Twins lose and White Sox win, we might play the Twins.
This is so stressful, dude. The MLB did a horrible job of like making this easy to understand.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that they didn't do – so the top yes. – so what they should have done is the
White Sox
top
– it's over.
Okay. What they should have done is their three division winners, your top three seeds – and then after that, it should have just been winning percentage. It shouldn't be that, like, the second-place team is automatically locked in as the 4-6. Why?
Yeah, like, and there was talk. Remember, wasn't there talk, like, oh, the baseball might keep this going forward? Like, you cannot do that.
It's horrible.
Yeah. I get that they wanted the second-place team in the playoffs. That's fine. But their seeding shouldn't be locked in for 4-6. That makes no sense.
Also, how crazy is it that at the start of the year when they announced – eight plus. Could Greg Zuerlein make an extra point for once, maybe in his goddamn life here?
Does that mean the Cowboys scored a touchdown?
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Okay, he got it. He got it.
Does that mean the Cowboys scored a touchdown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
30-22.
That game's ridiculous.
What was I saying?
Spider has.
Oh, it's crazy
Spider
that when the like year started. Left. What?
It's 28-10 right now. It's going to the fourth quarter.
It's alive for Spider. He's the under 42.5 for $10,000 in case anyone on Dave's money.
And that's one man who deserves $10,000.
I think he's going to get it. It's just a Spider thing for him to get that.
He could survive a field goal. Which, like, the Broncos can easily not score for a quarter. And the Bucks can maybe get a.
This is what everyone wants to hear talking about MLB seedings. Anyway. We talk about the Broncos.
I was going to say, it's crazy out at the start of the year when 18's going out. Like, this is bullshit. Like, this is going to hurt the Yankees. And, like, it ended up being a massive help to the Yankees. Like, if it wasn't for this, they've been sweating to the last day of the season if they were even in the playoffs.
Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, because if the Blue Jays would have knocked out the Yankees today, like, they, you know, the Yankees finished as the 5 seed. Like, if the Blue Jays win and the Yankees lose today, then they're – I mean, maybe it's like a tiebreaker game, but
– oh, you're right. I think it's just nuts that the – why are the Astros, who have a .483 winning percentage, the 6 seed?
Yeah, that's sad.
The nerve on that baseball team. And then also, the Brewers are below 500, and they're in the playoffs too. It's like, what are we doing here? You see this DJ quote, by the way?
Yeah.
I want to stay here, and I've said that a few times. You never know how it goes. blank check.
Who is he saying that to that's not immediately just handing him a blank check and being like, yeah, we want you to stay also? Like, I don't understand why – what the delay is.
Do you think they've had discussions?
He said – he just said he said that multiple times that he wants to stay. So who's he saying that to?
Here's a scary thought. Here's a scary thought. Do you think the Yankees are going to be like, Gleyber Torres can't last at shortstop? We need to move him to second base long term and find a shortstop?
Now, let me ask you this. Why can't DJ play short?
That's what I've been thinking too. He's
Or Gio. Like, I know he's so great at third, like, you don't want to move him, but I'm sure Gio could play short and you move DJ to third.
Gio Urshela could realistically, if you asked him, catch. Like, I wouldn't put it past. Like, he could do any. He could do. There's nothing that man can't do. And there have been shifts this year where he's been at shortstop and made good plays. So. Like, he could
anything. I'm just thinking about, like, I've just thought about the infield again. Like, Voit, Gleyber, DJ, and fucking Urshela. And then you think about, how do we lose games? I don't understand how we lose one game. Like, I was like, oh, maybe our outfield stinks. No, we have two fucking stars. Like, what are we doing? I don't get it.
Clint Frazier's a nine-hitter.
I know. And he's unbelievable.
When they're fully going, and you have Cole and, like,
it's the best team ever.
Who do you blame for that? Because, like, you can't blame Cat. I mean, the talent is it just like a philosophical issue? Like, they're hitting, like, they just don't know how to hit. Like,
you blame the approach, the all or nothing approach.
They didn't get a fucking sacrifice bunt until yesterday. It's nuts.
Yeah, well, Tyler Wade's sack bunt was the first one all year.
I actually kind of love that.
By the way, if they had won today and, like, scored a million runs, like, his two-run homer off the second deck on Saturday was going to be, like, the one that, like, sparked. They're, like, when you can't tell the Yankees road to number 28 without Tyler Wade's two-run homer on the Saturday before the season ended, because it sparked the whole fucking offense because everyone's like, this guy stinks. We can't let him fucking be the guy. It was a pretty swing, though, we'll say. I don't know how they lose games ever. So let's talk rotation here. So who do you go game three? Do you go Hap or do you go Devi?
I want Devi.
I want Hap.
Does Hap
– his start – I mean, I know he ended up not being like, as bad, and then we ended up going five. But, like, just seeing him give up those three runs in the first inning was like, we can't trust this guy in a do-or-die game.
Yeah.
Then Devi, second inning. If he lets up five or three like he did.
I'm trying to see.
How about Johnny Lasagna?
No.
No.
Kidding.
No.
With all of these series, it's so hard to – because, like, you're going to have to plan for the bullpen to be probably exhausted after it's the third game in 3 days if it comes to that.
Right.
So I'm
trying to see – how do you look up team stats? I want to see how they do versus lefties, this Indians team. I don't know how to fucking do that. Plus, my internet's slow when I do this.
Fangraphs, probably.
Yeah. It will probably shut down my computer if I try that. But anyways, Devi – it's a rookie. Yeah, obviously the Indians have never seen him. This is also rare that the Yankees will be playing a playoff game in the American League playoffs against a team they have not faced all year. That just doesn't – any year you play the team at least a few games, you know?
Right.
They have not played the Indians this year. That's interesting. I don't know. Like I said, this team could either be – on any given day, the best team you ever faced or the worst team. And what if that best team just shows up on Tuesday and Shane Bieber and gets him out of the game by the fourth inning? No, it's like, huh. And all it does take with this team especially, if DJ comes up there in the first inning and rips the ball to right and then Judge hits a two-run homer, that's like
– right. Then you get Garrett Cole with a lead.
For me, that's the most important thing with Cole especially. If him pitching with a lead is – unfair. Now you could say that about any ace. You know, you give DeGrom a lead, you give Shane Bieber a lead. But from what we've seen with Cole recently, if they just give him like 2 to 3 runs to start with, now that's asking a lot against Bieber. But if you're able to do that, Cole can fucking just run away with the game. And he just gets in a rhythm. He's dancing off the mound. Oh, that's the dream. Now I'm going to get like Now I'm getting really excited for Tuesday. There's nothing like playoff baseball.
I'm so pumped for playoff baseball.
The one thing that's going to suck is Buck won't be calling the game, and I want Buck calling this game.
Yeah, I mean, he never, like, I feel like that's usually till the ALCS you get.
I guess.
You don't get.
Bieber's been so, like, almost too dominant to stay dominant.
Like, right. I could see him be, like, it'd be like, what? Like, almost like Severino in the first inning of the Twins game. This was really hopeful.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
What happened to Shane Bieber, an ace all season long?
Like, Kershaw always does it, obviously. Like, he's fucking amazing and then just trash. Maybe Shane Bieber does the same thing.
By the way, I'm very happy that Mike Clevinger is not one of these pitchers coming up in this series, because that's the guy that scares the shit out of me. Last guy I want to face is Mike Clevinger.
Do you think – I mean, I know we talked about this last time and he got hurt, but, you know, you never know, butterfly effect. I wonder how much the Indians are kicking themselves for trading him. Like, imagine if they were going into playoffs with a healthy Mike Clevinger in this rotation. Jesus.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. And we've talked about this guy on the show, I believe, but their main guy, their main reliever, Karinchak, I don't know. I've never actually said his name out loud, but this guy, he's going to come in and give us problems. A lot of problems.
Brad
this guy
Hand is good too.
What?
Brad Hand also.
Yeah. But like, they've faced Brad Hand before. They've never seen this guy, Karinchak. And the way he throws the ball now, he does walk guys. He has, he's 16 walks in 26 innings. So, you know, maybe just wait on him to fucking let everyone walk around the bases. But aside from those two guys though, I don't believe they have very good relievers. So, I mean, I'm just looking at these now. None of these guys stand out to me as,
you know, the fact the Yankees are facing Oliver Perez in a 2020 playoff series is beyond belief. Beyond belief.
Crazy.
Insane.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Now, speaking of that, let's do our relievers here. We'll do one last bullpen trust tree to end the year. This shit changes by the day. And I don't feel great about these guys going in, to be honest.
I don't feel great about any of them.
Yeah.
Think about last year, the confidence where it was like, we just need a starter to go four innings and then it's game over, basically. Now it's like, go at pitch as much, pitch nine innings, please.
Yeah. Like, Cole, please go seven.
Go not. Like, I don't trust anybody.
I will say my Chapman confidence has boosted lately because he all of a sudden has this, like, have you seen this new pitch he throws? It's basically like a changeup forkball splitter. Like the grip, they slow it down, is a splitter, and it has the movement kind of like a change. I guess it's just a splitter or a forkball, but it's unhittable. And he's desperately needed like that third pitch for a little bit. Especially as his fastball doesn't hit 103 consistently anymore. But this is a fun pitch for him to have. Very unhittable, especially to righties. So Chapman's risen up my board, and I obviously have dropped Luis Sessa back down the hell. I no longer have faith in him. I don't know. I apologize for having him that high in the first place. I just got in a trance. I think when you said that stat that he hadn't allowed a run in a month, I got like really, really excited.
I mean, his ERA was like unreal for a little bit.
Yeah, but a lot of it also was in like non-pressure situations.
Yeah.
So,
I will also say the fact that looking just like at these ERAs, they say men lie, women lie, numbers never lie. Numbers lie here. The fact that we all watched this Yankee season with our six, eight eyeballs combined, and the fact that Jay Happ had a 3.47 ERA this year and Debbie Garcia had a 4.98 just does not make sense to me.
Zero sense. I will say, a guy that you said, Johnny Lasagna, potentially for that Game 3 start.
I kind of trust Lasagna right now.
He looks good. Yeah. He looks good.
Yeah.
He's a good two in. They're finally using him the way they should. Two innings or less. Don't start him. Don't let him go five innings. Use him for two innings. He's got really good stuff. That Boston, I just keep thinking back to the crazy extra inning game against Boston. He was so good in that game. Let's just lean on him. They're gonna need to lean on literally if they do make a run past the, you know, maybe if they just lose in two games, no. But if they get to the ALDS and these games are so, you know, five in a row, ALCS seven in a row, you're going to need to rely on everyone.
Yeah.
Every single guy. Holder's going to have to get big out. Sessa. Fucking. Is Nick Nelson going to be there? Maybe Nick Nelson. I don't know. Ottavino, surely. And I don't have any faith in him. That's a problem, especially with his postseason struggles. That's a nightmare right now. Him coming into like a one-run game. Like, hold your breath. Jesus Christ.
Louis Sessa still doesn't sit right with me.
Who?
Sessa. He just doesn't sit right with me.
There's going to be, like you said, if the Yankees make a run, there's going to be many instances where you're going to want to puke with what the Yankees have on the mound needing a big out. You're going to be like, I cannot believe it's game six of the ALCS and we need Jonathan Holder to get out of an eighth inning bases loading jam. Like, that will happen.
So I'm going to recreate the feeling in your head. Game two of the ALCS last year against the Astros. Remember Jay Happ came in the pitch?
Yeah.
That.
And where, that, like, wasn't even as crazy, like, a schedule as this.
Right. But, like, he pitched I think he had one good inning. And we were like, huh, wait, all right, Jay. And then all of a sudden Carlos Correa went bridge off of him in the next inning. It's like, okay, well, that's Jay Happ pitching in an extra innings game for you. But it's going to be like that times, like, 10 probably. So, sure. Not great. I think number one guy I trust right now is Zach Britton. Just been pretty consistent all year long. No reason to really not like what you're seeing from Britton. I think that, and he's obviously been pitching in pressure situations all year, being the closer to start the year with his 8 saves that led baseball for a period of time. 1.89 ERA. Yeah, obviously the ground ball, the sinker balls, all that. You're going to need those in the postseason, you know that. I think I got Britton firmly at number one right now. And then Green is behind him at two. Now it's not, it's 1A and 1B with those guys pretty much. But I really like what I see as Zach Britton.
I was going to say, I'm tempted to go Chad. I know Britton has been better for sure this year. Something about Britton I just don't always trust.
His location. It's location.
Right. If I need three outs, like, I know Chad Green can implode, but I also know he can be just lights out. I'm going to go Chad Green one. If I need three outs, I'm going to feel better with Chad Green on the mound than Zach Britton. And I know that doesn't make sense with the numbers, but it is 1A and 1B. I'm going Green Britton.
Mush, who's your one?
I go Chad Green too. I just feel more comfortable with these on the mound. Like Britton, I just feel like – but again, I'm good with either one. But I know Chapman hasn't been Chapman, but it's still Chapman. Like, he comes in, he can throw a million miles an hour. I still think he's up almost to my two.
Yeah.
He's my three for sure. Firm three.
It's those three guys and no one else after that I feel comfortable with.
Yeah.
I guess Lasagna four, but, like, he doesn't have the trust of any of the top three.
No.
But then after Lasagna, big drop off. Because then we're talking Holder, Sessa.
So how many pitchers do you think they carry? 15?
So you're allowed 28, right?
Right. So you do 15 pitchers, 14 pitchers?
Yeah. Well, I think they're going to go three catchers.
Yeah.
Because if Devy's starting, it would be – I don't agree. Now, I know Devy pitched totally fine his last start, but why did we go off the whole not have Eric Kratz catch him anymore?
Because he's not going to be on the playoff roster.
But why not? They've said they might take three catchers, and you have 28 spots. Especially for the AL – for this wild card series, where it's just three games, you can have – I think you can have Eric Kratz there.
If they don't think that Devy's going to start game three, though, then it doesn't make any sense.
I guess they'll sort of tip their hand. Where if Kratz is on the roster, you know Devy's starting.
True. All right, so the final playoff brackets are out, by the way. Passon just tweeted it. Dodgers are playing the Brewers. Braves playing the Reds. Cubs playing the Marlins. Little rematch of the Bartman series, by the way. And then Padres playing the Cardinals. Then the Rays, Jays. Oakland will play the White Sox. Twins will play the Astros, and we will play the Indians, obviously. Just a quick interrupting there. So how many pitchers do we think they take?
I think they're going to end up with 15 pitchers. 14 pitchers. Let's look at the offense. You're going to have, for sure, Gary and Higashioka. You're going to have, for sure, Voit, LeMahieu, Urshela, Glaber. That's six. You're going to have, for sure, Hicks, Gardner, Frazier, Giancarlo, Judge. That's 11. That's like 11 for sure. You're going to have
Wade.
Wade probably is a for sure at this point. 12. Then you're going to have Ford maybe or Talkman.
I believe it would be Talkman, right?
Yeah. Right.
Talkman. Because they like when they need a first baseman better than Voit, they throw DJ there.
Right. So I think Talkman is your 13th guy. And then it comes down to, do you carry 15 pitchers or do you carry 14 pitchers and Eric Kratz? I think will ultimately be the decision.
So I've got 10 definite pitchers that they're taking. Cole, Tanaka, Devi, Happ, Chapman, Britton, Green, Lasagna, Sessa, Holder. Are they taking Montgomery for this wild card?
I mean, he's not going to start, but like I would trust him coming out of the bullpen over, like, you know, a bunch of the other guys they're going to try to squeeze on this roster.
Well, after that, it's with Heller. Heller will be there, right? You would think? Just as an arm. Yeah. Is Tyler Lyons on this roster?
I can't believe that's a fucking question.
Again. 2 years again? In a row.
We're doing this again.
No, I don't think so.
He can't, right?
The roster right now.
What?
I said, I'm looking at just like who even the active roster is.
Is Nick right Nelson now. on this postseason roster?
Nick Nelson could be.
Man, it'd be nice if fucking Clark Schmidt just got some decent work in. And maybe he was ready to go. Is Miguel Yajuri on this fucking roster?
No.
He's got cool hair. Is Brooks Kreske on this roster?
Yankees have 14 pitchers right now and 14 hitters on their active roster.
Yeah, but that means nothing.
No, I'm just saying, but to look off, you know.
Oh, I didn't list Ottavino here. That's on me.
Schmidt probably isn't on it, and you probably see.
Schmidt's not on it.
I think Nick Nelson makes the roster.
That's how bad Ottavino's been pitching, is that I literally forgot to put him, like, right at the top of the list. Forgot he was a reliever.
Yeah.
Is Michael King? Michael King. They're going to want King. I think they'll bring
him. I would trust him to the bullpen over, like, Miguel Yuguri, whatever the hell his name is.
Is that no Albert Abreu? No. Okay, so I think it's going to be this 14. Cole, Tanaka, Devi, Happ, Chapman, Britton. Oh, I didn't put Montgomery here. It's probably Montgomery, right? Okay, 15. Cole, Tanaka, Devi, Happ, Chapman, Britton, Green, Lasagna, Sessa, Holder, Heller, Nick Nelson, Ottavino, King, Montgomery. Okay, maybe no Nick Nelson and you just have Montgomery there, so it's 14.
Yeah, well, that depends on Kratz. Yeah, honestly, I'm not going to like, I feel like when it's been 25 – ooh, nice, the Cowboys touchdown. I feel like
– Todd Gabe?
Well, pending two-point attempt. Let's see. Handoff, no, fake it, Dak, and he's short, but he fights, puts his arm down. Does he have it? No, 30-28.
Damn it.
My broadcasting is rusty.
I felt like I was there.
Oh, shit.
All right, well, they're covering. I think they bring Kratz. Because that would leave you – if you have 14 pitchers, you have 14, obviously, non-pitchers, which means 5 bench spots. So you take – so if you bring Kratz, that's 2 catchers – that's 3 catchers, 2 on the bench, and then you're going Wade, Talkman, Gardner. Am I missing anyone? Would it be anyone else?
What the fuck are you doing, Marty? Are you pumping the ground right now?
I was trying to get my charger. That was the most exhausting thing I've ever done. I had 1% left.
Oh, God. Oh, wait. Is Andujar on the postseason roster?
Ooh, we forgot about him.
He hasn't been here. He hasn't been here, but it's worth a thought.
Yeah.
Now, Talkman and Gardner being on the – is that – no, they both have to be there.
I don't know. Do they?
Well, they like –
because you have Hicks, Frazier, and Judge as your starting outfield. And then one of them is your backup outfielder.
Right. And the other one's kind of a pinch runner.
Well, along with Wade. You have Tyler Wade for that.
But you also – but you don't just need Wade. Having them – having Talkman slash Gardner – but having Talkman and Gardner on the bench allows you – I don't know.
We need a red zone stop here for Spider. The Broncos have it. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Sack fumble. Who got it? Fuck. fuck, the Broncos have it.
Can he allow a field goal?
He can. Yeah, he can. He can have a field goal.
Oh my God, there's 5 minutes left.
Yeah, this is a lot.
Yeah, they've scored 5 points in the second half. In the second half, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
We're really all over the place here.
Yeah, we are, but whatever. The Yankee fans, no Yankee fan is in a sane spot right now in their brain where we are all over the place.
But what I was going to say is, like, I feel like usually playoff rosters are a bigger decision where it's like they need to do this when it's 25. With 28, when you're stretching to put, like, Nick Nelson or young Miguel Ugarte, whatever the hell his name is on the roster, like, I don't really care.
I don't think you're going to even need four. If you need 14 pitchers for three games, we got issues. That's a problem. If you – for a five-game series or seven-game series, absolutely you're going to need 14 pitchers. But it's less of like a head-scratcher. And, like, I feel like you might opt – I think they're going to go three catchers, no problem. And – maybe just put Andujar there. I just don't see where Andujar gets his at-bats. Where does Andujar – would it be a pinch-hitting role for Higashioka?
I mean, I think it's – if you need – like, I would – I'd rather have – of all the guys on the bench, if I need a hit, I want Miguel Andujar.
Yeah, I would agree. But who are you taking – who are you pinch-hitting Andujar for is the question. Who?
Broncos. Oh, fucking my God. Got it.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
They picked him off.
Oh, shit. So now just Bucks need to just a long drive to nowhere. Like no, a long drive and they
– first down. First right, down. It's over.
Well, I don't know how many timeouts.
356. They have all three timeouts, but it's an 18-point game.
Yeah.
We got chaos. We got chaos, folks. At the end of the day, we're all talking about a roster that will be decided by the next time you hear us, so it's a little more relevant. But I do think Andujar should be on the roster. I think they should go three catchers.
That's not true. They might not announce the roster on Tuesday morning, right?
But you're not going to hear us until Wednesday.
This is coming out tomorrow morning.
No, the next time you hear us, I'm talking.
Oh, yeah,
about.
Yeah.
I believe Andujar should be there, and it would be probably for pinch hitting for Higashioka, right? I think Gardner and Tauchman should be there. Obviously, Wade will be there. Yeah. Put those guys there. I think that's pretty simple. I think you want those guys in your wild card lineup. Now, ALDS and ALCS get a little more complicated. You will need more pitchers. And that's where even maybe Clark gets considered for those. If you need as many arms as you can get, he's one of the best ones you got. Maybe. Just that's a bridge we're gonna cross when we get there. But yeah. So the Indians are the play. I have some weird confidence. I don't know why. But yeah, let's see. Confidence level going into October. 1 out of 10. Go.
Smack middle and a 5, because I have no idea what team's gonna show up. It could be the team that's a 10, it could be the team that's a 0. I'm putting it at a 5.
I got weird energy. I got like a 6.5. I agree with the 5, but I just feel like we literally bought this man to this team for this reason. He's going to shove it up their ass on Tuesday, and I think that we take it from the Indians and we go on a run.
I'm currently at a 5.7, but when I watch Garrett Cole highlights tonight, I'm going to be like 8.4. Like that's what's got – I'm going to just pump myself up. And I'm just going to be ready to run through a wall on Tuesday night. And this game better be on Tuesday night, by the way. But I'm very, very, very excited. It's kind of a miracle they got through 60 games, given how – like, no one's talking about that. I'm not giving baseball a shred of credit. Like, Manfred is a fucking moron. But,
yeah. But
like, they got through 60 games.
The fact that the Marlins ended up playing 60 games is crazy.
Bananas that the Marlins played 60 games.
The Cardinals don't have to play their doubleheader, right? So they're not going to play 60 games.
Right. So are they the only team that didn't?
I think.
That's crazy. The only one – the Marlins playing 60 games is crazy. They literally didn't play for 2 weeks.
When they made the playoffs.
By the way, shout out to Don Mattingly. Fucking hell of a job as manager this year. Holy moly. Should run away with manager of the year, in my opinion. I don't think this really a close second. That guy fucking coached his balls off for the Marlins. Good for him. Always loved Don Mattingly. And obviously, we already gave Derek Jeter his praise. We did bullpen trust tree. This is a little kick in the dick, but we do like this guy, and he was literally the first guest on the Short Porch ever. Justin Sheffield finished his rookie season with the Mariners. 3.58 ERA. His final eight starts was a 2.64 with 41 Ks and 14 walks. Walks were always his issue with the Yankees. Seemed to figure that out. So 14 walks in just 47 innings. He was really fucking good. Good for him. Happy for him. Always going to be a guy I root for. Obviously, he was just traded away. And that could very well go down as one of the worst Brian Cashman transactions ever, with Paxton being as bad as he was and injury-prone as he was. And Sheffield is so young still and has so much promise. But I am happy.
At the time, it had to be done. But, it has not aged well.
I'm legit happy for him, though. I don't know about you guys, like, rooting for other players. Oh, but
yeah, he was a good guy. And, I mean, like, the trade, it's a sunk cost. The trade is done at this point. Doesn't, you know.
Sure, yeah. But they're like, I won't, like, oh, Sonny, how insufferable is it going to be watching Sonny Gray pitch for the Reds in the playoffs?
Ugh, disgusting.
They're good. Dude, that.
I bet they beat the Braves the first round.
I don't. So, is that who they play? I forgot. I just read that off.
The Braves, like, yeah, I would take the Bauer. Like, I mean, I hate the guy, but I think that's I think the Reds are
and built fucking for a and Luis Castillo. He's no slouch. Those guys are very good, and they got good offense too. They believe that that's a team that also has momentum, and not a team I would want to face. So that's gonna suck to see Sonny Gray pitching in fucking a playoff game. I'm probably shoving. But that's pretty much the show here. Yankees Indians is what we got Tuesday. You'll probably see and hear from us much more moving forward here. We also have a new t-shirt out that got released. Was it over the weekend? The DJ LeMahieu, Death Taxes, DJ Running Swarm position. Feel like people have been asking for that for a while. Like there was a lot of finally comments when I tweeted it out. So we have that in the store. We have the Nuke Voigt shirt. We got Devi and Garrett Cole A shirts. So we have four Yankee shirts in the store. And obviously as more comes with the postseason and viral moments, you might see more in there. Thank you for listening to the show this year, during the regular season, obviously, and fucking the off season to like get to this point. I didn't know it. Like I was panicking in like April, like what the fuck are we going to talk about if they just don't play baseball this year? Like how much longer could you possibly do this for? So thankfully they played, started great, didn't end great, but, we got October is a new fucking animal. Anything can happen. Let's just hope Garrett Cole shows up with Higashioka on Tuesday, shoves his dick off, and the Yankees grab game one, and you'll hear back from us Tuesday night / Wednesday morning on the Short Porch. You guys got anything else?
No, let's do it. I mean, this is the best month of the year, October. Late night streams, late night recordings, intense games. I'm ready for it all. This was a blast last year. It didn't end great. But hopefully it'll be a better ending this year.
We got to find new superstitions to do. So Mush doesn't eat McDonald's every day.
I got to get shit on by two birds or something.
What was mine?
Shoes.
Shoes.
You wore shoes or something.
Well, maybe our superstition this year is we have no superstitions.
Okay.
Reverse. Unless, if something happens, I don't want to go in trying to make one.
Right.
No. You cannot force a superstition at all.
That's a superstition. Is that you can't force a superstition.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, and go pack up. Big game tonight against the Saints. I'm fucking fired up for that shit.
Holy shit. The Cowboys just made an unreal catch. It was off the Seahawks defender's leg, kicked it up, and Michael Gallup Gallup caught it.
Fantastic. That's good news. I have Dallas. Okay. That's the show. We'll see you back here after game one of the MLB postseason. Garrett Cole, Shane Bieber. Let's fucking go.
This is John Sterling. You've been listening to Short Porch, byproduct of Barstool Sports.